Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
She's helping a lot of entrepreneurs get money for their business and blowing up on TikTok. I'm talking about Sierra Nicole. Coming up. What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Take Action Low, and welcome to another episode of the Take Action with Low show. Here we talk about taking action, doing things different so that you can be better. Not only better in your business, but better yourself. And I have a super guest that I'm very excited to have, Miss Sierra Nicole. How are you, Sierra?
I am amazing. Thank you so much for even having me on. I am super excited. Hopefully I can add some value to your audience today.
Oh, I'm not even worried about that. So yeah, you're going to do that. But just a little bit, we actually met, we connected in a mastermind that we both are part of with Nicholas Nick with Lead Mining. Shout out to Nicholas, love him. And I had a chance to do a little research about you. So just to share a little bit of you guys about Sierra, she is a business credit and funding expert. She's a motivational speaker and real estate investor here in Dallas, Texas. So we are neighbors. So she is, we neighbors around here. She's the owner of several businesses, all right? So which includes small business financing, a trucking company, and a short-term vacation rental business, Airbnb. Sierra is also a member of the Collective Movement, which is a program designed to assist business owners who are ready to take their business to the next level with branding, digital products, business structure, business credit, and investing. So, and she's also one of the founding members of the Dallas-Fort Worth Black Real Estate Investor Association. So she's doing some things. So Sierra, again, welcome. We appreciate you. And, you know, let's just dive right in.
Yeah.
Share a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? And maybe what you were doing before you got in and you got your businesses started.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm in Dallas now, but I've only been here for about 2, maybe 3 years now. I'm actually from Arizona. I grew up in Gilbert, Arizona. It's a very kind of like a smaller town outside of Phoenix. Most people have never heard of Gilbert, but they've heard of Phoenix. right outside of Phoenix. I was in school. Growing up there, it was a little bit different just because, you know, there wasn't a lot of people who did look like me. So I struggled a lot academically. I struggled socially, but I really, thrived academically. Education was the pinnacle of my whole entire life. So I was told to go to school, get a good job, and that's how you be successful. So I went on to college and I actually dropped out my junior year of college. And I'm sure, you know, some of you may be able to relate. For those of you who grew up with that same mindset of, you know, school and college is the only way to be successful. And, you know, I dropped out and my family was just distraught. But yeah. I felt like I needed to make that leap. And so I actually met my now fiance and I dropped out and I moved to Texas. And because he was living here and he was operating his trucking company, I actually lived in the semi truck with him. And I was learning the industry because all of our money was going back into the business. So that was really my first taste of entrepreneurship and business ownership. It was not easy. It was not easy. I don't know if you guys have seen the back of a semi truck, but it's not very big. And so living out of that and just learning how to really operate and run a business and sacrifice for what you want was really a life-changing event for me. And so we finally settled in Dallas, Texas. And I was working a job. I worked at Kroger for a little bit, and I was pregnant at the time too. I was working at Kroger. I was working as an administrative assistant for a staffing company. And while I was working there, I knew that I wanted more. I just didn't necessarily know how to go about it. So I was trying to play it safe. And I was reading a book called Think and Grow Rich while I was at work. And I was like, you know what? I know that there's more out there for me. I just, you know, I'm scared. And the last day that I ever worked a 9-to-5, I was, you know, almost 9 months pregnant. And at work, I actually had a panic attack, which I've never had happen to me before. I was having contractions. You have to call the medics. It was just chaos. And afterwards, my boss asked me if I can stay and finish my shift. Mind you, I was nine months pregnant. And when that happened, I was like, you know what? My life, my child's life, it's not worth this. So that was the last day that I ever worked a 9-to-5. I had to take that leap. We had only one stream of income after I quit. It was a struggle. You know, it was not easy, but I had to take action. I had to take that leap. And I've been a full-time entrepreneur ever since.
Wow. What an incredible story and a journey. So, and I think that resonates with a lot of people that will listen, you know, to this particular episode that can relate. Talk a little bit about how you got started with real estate investing, and then we'll talk about how you got started helping business owners with funding.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started out wholesaling because I was considering getting my license. So after I left my 9-to-5, I was trying to figure out, okay, what can I do? And, you know, many books that I've read, like Think and Grow Rich, or books by Robert Kiyosaki, like Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I was like, well, you know, real estate is probably, you know, where I need to go in order to achieve what I'm trying to achieve. And so I started researching. I considered getting my real estate license. And while I was doing research on that, I came across wholesaling. And when I came across wholesaling, I was like, is this real? Is this legal? I don't know, but it sounds too good to be true. And so I started doing research, and I really just jumped out there and started doing deals. And at the time, I had just had my daughter. So I was virtual wholesaling because I couldn't really go places. I had a newborn. I didn't have a vehicle at the time. And so I was really just trying to learn any way that I could get, you know, learn the industry. I was just trying to do that. And so I started out wholesaling, and that's how I got into real estate. And so now we are moving more into getting long-term rentals and trying to do some development with the DFW Black Real Estate Investors Association. We're going more of that realm. And our goal is to educate the community, the Black community, on how to invest in real estate and how to build wealth and not only acquire property, but how to acquire the knowledge and pass down the knowledge as well. So that's our goal with that real estate group.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. And as far as the real estate group that you all created here, now you all are on Facebook, correct?
Yes, we have a Facebook page, and it's DFW Black Real Estate Investors Association.
Okay, and I think I'm on that page. So yeah, I've been watching and seeing what you guys are doing, I think, which is pretty incredible. So let's talk about social media.
Yeah.
So you are pretty much blowing up. Your TikTok, Instagram. Talk a little bit about some of the things that you're doing. You can start with TikTok if you want. Kind of content, I guess, you're putting out there to, you know, get attention.
Yeah. So social media has been huge for me and my business. And I'm so grateful for it. And it's funny because the way that I actually started building my social media brand is, so January 2019, which was just a few months after I had my daughter, and I was actually struggling with postpartum depression. I was going through a really dark time. And I started a challenge on Facebook called the 30-Day Self-Affirmation Challenge. And what I did was I filmed myself saying self-affirmations for 30 days straight, and I would put it on Facebook. And for me, I am a very shy, reserved person. At the time, you know, I didn't like the way that I looked. I didn't like the way my voice sounded on video, but I was like, you know what? I need to just do something outside of my comfort zone. That's really the only way that I'm going to grow. And doing that challenge really started to pick up a little bit momentum on my social media, and it's been really taking off ever since. So I didn't expect it to have that result. But, you know, personally with the self-affirmation challenge, it did a lot for me, but also for my business too. And so I've been on TikTok just this past maybe few months, because we have a brand called Financially Lit, where our goal is to educate the younger generation about financial literacy and make it fun. Because sometimes, you know, reading or watching videos about finance and credit, they're not always very entertaining. So I wanted to find a fun way to catch attention where people can actually learn useful information. And so I started the TikTok, and I had a video go, I guess, semi-viral, and it's just it blew up from there.
That is fantastic. And I'm always preaching how important it is to leverage social media, your brand, and you can't, and in the day and age that we're in, with all the changes that have taken place and how, you know, business as usual won't go back to the old way, it's critical. If you're going to stay relevant, if you're going to stay relevant, you have to be on social media. You have to be producing content that's helpful for people in your niche, in your target niche. You have to do it. So, but I've been enjoying seeing, you know, your videos and things that you put out there. It's really good.
Thank you.
So let's talk about your business credit and how you're helping businesses. Now, is it just for real estate investors, or, you know, in the real estate profession, are you helping other business types? What exactly are you doing with the business funding?
Yeah, so I work with all different types of businesses. I do specialize with real estate just because I have a lot of connections, especially here in the DFW area, with real estate investors, and I have experience in the field. And I've seen how powerful business credit can be for, you know, real estate investors. And I'm sure many of you who are in the real estate industry who are watching this, you know the power of leveraging OPM. And so I that's why I specialize with real estate. But like I said, I help all types of business owners. And the reason why I got into that is because, you know, when you're trying to grow a business, you know, I didn't have the capital when I first started. And that was really a struggle. But learning how to leverage credit, personal credit, leverage business credit has been an absolute game changer for me. And it has allowed me to grow and scale a little bit quicker than I would have on my own money, which is why I like to help other businesses as do the same. And especially with real estate, you know, having lines of credit at Home Depot and Lowe's, or having revolving lines to where you can go and, you know, put a down payment on a property, not having to use your own cash, is really very critical for you to be able to expand the way that you want to.
Absolutely. I cannot agree more. And I think I shared a little bit with you. Probably the first 3 or 4 years in business, we were able to get a lot of, you know, business credit and credit cards. And I'll admit, I was not the most disciplined and kind of lost my mind, but it was a lesson learned. I think now, you know, being in business as long as we have and developing, you know, relationships, which, you know, is critical, and, you know, being able to raise private money in addition to business credit,
right,
everything. And just like you said, it'll help you just kind of scale your business quicker, right, when you have access to those resources. Fantastic. Another question. What do you do to stay motivated these days? When, you know, it gets a little heavy and you're like, you know what, I'm not feeling it today. What's some things that keep you motivated? I mean, do you listen to podcasts? Do you watch, you know, YouTube videos? What do you do?
Yeah, so it is tough, you know, it is tough staying motivated, especially when you're first starting something, you know, you have that excitement, that feeling, and it starts to die off a little bit, right? And what I do is I do a lot of visualization. So I think about, you know, what my goals are, where I see myself, where I want to be. And then I watch, you know, a lot of people on YouTube, on Instagram, people who are more successful than me, people who are in positions that I want to be in. I watch them. I watch the things that they do, because that motivates me. That pushes me and drives me every day. Like, okay, you know what? Even though I'm tired, I need to get up and I need to grind it out so that I can get there because that's where I want to be. So that's really what motivates me. Then of course my daughter, I have a 2-year-old too, you know, and so my goal is to be a good example for her. So on days where I am tired and I don't want to work, I have to think, you know, she's watching me. So that is another reason why.
Absolutely. Well, fantastic. I really appreciate you taking the time today. I'm sure that I will get folks that will want to ask you questions and reach out. So how can people contact you?
Yeah, so I'm on Facebook under Sierra Nicole. You can find me on TikTok, Sierra Nicole Official. I'm on Instagram, YouTube. You can just type in, I'm pretty much everywhere. Pinterest, LinkedIn. You can just type in Sierra Nicole or Sierra Nicole Official, and I'll most likely pop up.
Oh, yeah, you're not hard to find at all. Sierra, I appreciate you so much. Hopefully I'll be able to have you back on here in the near future. But guys, you know what? This has been just a fantastic story. Listen to it again, share it with someone. And as I always say, now it's time to go out and take action. Appreciate you. Thank you, Sierra.
Thank you so much.